You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Whoa, no joke. What happened to the joke? Cold open.
You stole
Welcome
my
to
open.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, some Eagles aren't happy with Doug Peterson. Chase Young wants Tom Brady, and we are 90 minutes away from the Heisman. But we are going to begin today with news out of Cleveland. The Cleveland Browns coach, Kevin Stefanski, the DB coach, Jeff Howard, the tight ends coach, Drew Petsing, two players, wide receiver, Kadarrell Hodge, I hope I got that name right, and guard, Joel Bitonio, have tested positive for coronavirus. They will not coach nor play in the Browns' wildcard game Sunday night against Pittsburgh. Plus, the Browns have shut down their practice facility again. Wilbon, the head coach is out. Where does this leave the Browns?
On the verge of out. Very close to out. On the precipice of out. That's where it leaves them. It's a playoffs, man. And I, you know, Tony, this is the world we live in. You and I, you know, been saying this like everybody else since March. You know, and so the Cleveland Browns, it's just, it seems so much crueler to Cleveland, given that the team hasn't been in the playoffs in 18 years. They get there for the first time in that long. And now they have all these obstacles in the way of simply getting out on the field to play. The facility was closed before last Sunday's game for at least a couple of days. And now, so you're saying they can't prepare for a hated rival, no less. A playoff game, a hated rival in the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're not going to have your head coach. There's so many things in the way, Tone. I don't think the Browns are so great that they will overcome these things this weekend.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get this. I understand why the NFL wants to play. I understand if you postpone to Monday or Tuesday, then the winner is at a competitive disadvantage the next week. And I don't know if this is as important as what happened with Denver, where they had no professional quarterback that they could turn to. But it feels crippling to me. I mean, the coach orchestrates the whole show, and he's not going to be there. You miss other coaches. You miss some players. The only thing that Cleveland has left, it's 18 years they wait. This happens to them. The only thing they have left, I guess, is the sympathy of the entire country. I don't think they're going to need motivation to beat Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh is a division and hated rival. And Pittsburgh has to be fair. They lost three in a row fairly recently. But, Mike, like you, it's the worst kind of luck. It's just the worst.
It is, Tony. And I thought that Mike Tomlin, for an opposing coach, I listened to Mike Tomlin earlier today, and I thought he was, as he often is anyway, so eloquent and so practical and so common sense, but yet insightful about what the league is facing, what its players and coaches are facing in the greater context, what the world is facing. And he just said, but this is what we've got. And what do you do? Well, you're going to have a team standing by like an understudy on Broadway to come in if the Browns weren't able to play. I don't know what you do. You have to proceed. But, man, it's hard to be the Cleveland Browns right now. We move to a report in the
Give me a second. Whoa. Stop for a second. I was amazed that the NFL got through the season the way they did on time. I was amazed.
Yeah, me too.
And that led me to believe, Mike, that they were going to get through the playoffs well. I lulled myself into believing they would get through the playoffs. And now I want to tell you what I worry about. I worry about the championship games, and I worry about the Super Bowl. Because you cannot have a valid champion if one team in either of those games is not at full strength because of the virus.
Yeah.
So I do worry about that.
Yeah. Understandably, Tone. We move to a report in the Philadelphia Inquirer that two Eagles defensive players had to be held back on Sunday from confronting Coach Doug Peterson after he pulled Jalen Hurts in favor of third stringer Nate Sudfeld in the fourth quarter. The Inquirer says many Eagles players and coaches were shocked and outraged. And Senator Jason Kelsey went to Peterson to ask, why are you making this move in a three-point game? Tone, do you think Peterson's decision weakens his position as head coach?
So I watched a lot of television this morning, and I watched particularly former athletes, football players, who were screaming, it's Doug Peterson's team, he can do whatever he wants. And yes, that's true. But there are consequences for everything that we do. And one of the consequences here might be that he loses that team. He, Doug Peterson, changed, altered the integrity of that game. He, Doug Peterson, didn't give his players a chance to win. If players play, they want to win. Look at the Jets. They want to win. They are risking life and limb with every single play they're out there, and they did not have that chance. You had Jalen Hurts trying to prove that he's a pro quarterback. You had him in a crunch time situation in a three-point game, something he needs to show you he can win, and you don't let him win. You put in Nate Sudfeld, a guy you know can't do anything because he hasn't played a down all year.
Tone, the people who have my ear more than former players in this instance are current players. And the current players, the Eagles, a lot of them weighed in publicly, and you know they've all weighed in privately, and we haven't heard any dissent. We haven't heard anybody say, yeah, I got my coaches back on this one, because they don't. So I'm brushing aside former players, many of whom I consider the experts on the game, the experts today on the game, but not in this situation. And I think if they stepped back into their role as players, they would have felt the same way. You and I have been in a lot of locker rooms in our lives when we know the coach has lost the team. And players have said to our faces, whether it was on or off the record, this guy didn't have the team anymore. That seems to be the case with Peterson at this point, Tony. Maybe he can get the team back. Maybe he can't. Maybe there will be circumstances we find out in the coming days that leak out of that locker room and off that sideline that suggest that Peterson can get that team back. From where we're standing and looking in right now, I don't see it.
Yeah. So this is Philadelphia. This is not a rosy, happy city when people lose. I'm not even going to get into what Joe Judge said because that is irrelevant here. This is what Peterson faces. He won a Super Bowl, so maybe he gets a pass for a while. But I got friends, I got Ron, I got Ted in Philadelphia, and they're furious with this. It's his mess. It's Peterson's mess. Just
it
as
is.
Carson Wentz is Peterson's mess. Now Carson Wentz is just pouting somewhere. So I think he used up the Super Bowl card. And I think if they're no good next year, you could see a coach and a GM go. Because this feels like rebellion to me. I will move
on. It does to me too.
Chase Young. The Washington football team's fabulous rookie defensive end could be seen and he could be heard after Washington beat Philadelphia, enthusiastically shouting, quote, Tom Brady, I'm coming. I want Tom, unquote. This was in reference to Washington's playoff matchup against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady, winner of six, count them please, six Super Bowls. Wilbon, has Chase Young bitten off more than he could chew?
Maybe not. This storyline has made this the most attractive game to me over the weekend because it involves Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
And for us, it involves Chase Young, who is local to Washington, D.C., not just the Washington football team, but a kid who grew up there, who wore those colors by whatever name. And, Tony, here's what I'm thinking. My first thought was, oh, my God, don't poke the bear. Just don't poke the bear. Don't poke Tom Brady. But my second thought is this. If Chase Young is some part Lawrence Taylor and or Reggie White, he can say what he wants to, and Tom Brady may be battered and bloodied by late Sunday night. Because if he's one of those two guys, and Tony, there are hints that he could be in that mold of Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White. Those are the two guys I think of who you'd walk through an alley and not care about whoever else was in there. So Chase Young, we'll see, but it's a hell of a storyline now.
So let's give it a little bit of context. Bruce Arians said he heard the comments. He said Chase Young is a great player, but sometimes you got to watch out for what you wish for. Okay, Tom Brady has, I think Chase Young was 1 year old when Tom Brady entered the NFL. Tom Brady has been in 41 playoff games. Chase Young, the goose egg, to this point, hasn't been in any. So you ask yourself, why would he say it? Well, he would say it because for the last 6 or 7 years, he's wanted to be a professional player in the NFL on the defensive side. And what do they want to do most? They want to sack the best quarterback. And throughout his lifetime, Tom Brady has been the best quarterback. So he wants to put the goat on his can. So we will see if this happens. This is, as you know, Mike, the two leading voices on the Washington football team, Ron Rivera and Jack Del Rio are defensive guys. They can't score. They got a one-legged quarterback. They can only score if they score on defense, and that is a great young defense. And, yes, we will see. We will see.
Tony, the one thing I worry about is that the officials, now that they've heard this, and they can say they're not aware, they'll be aware. They're going to go to such lengths to protect Tom Brady that it could create an imbalance in this game. Because the name of the game used to be kill the quarterback, whoever the quarterback was. And a guy like Chase Young,
right?
Again, I'm going back to Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White for a reason. Because they killed the quarterback and nobody threw a hanky and
That's
said
right.
15 yards because he hit him too hard. That didn't happen. Chase Young, if he can channel those guys. And by the way, he didn't say that in an interview. He said it in the natural setting of running off a field, saying,
That's
give
right.
me who's next up. I love what I've seen of this kid so far.
Tom Brady in the last four games has 12 touchdown passes and one interceptions. He's made a living for 20 years embarrassing defensive players who have tried to poke at him. He'll have an eye out on number 99, and if number 99 comes near, he's throwing it right into the ground. You know, that's the way he's going to work until he can throw a touchdown pass over him. Let's take a break. Coming up, the Heisman Trophy ceremony begins in about 75 minutes. Does Devontae Smith really deserve it over a quarterback?
And should the Dolphins already look to replace Tua?
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple, part of Happy Hour.
Nobody loves our viewers more than I do, so I declare a second straight day of email.
Stunning.
You get the
Just
first
stunning
one. This is long, Wilbon.
Okay.
Regardless of who wins the Heisman tonight, are you still convinced that Trevor Lawrence is the best football player in college football this season?
Tony, I'm a little less convinced because, you know, he wasn't great in the biggest game he played last season. He certainly wasn't great the other night in the playoff game where his, you know, Clemson Tigers got their butts kicked by Ohio State. So I know there's a body of work, Tony, and there's two previous years and there's a national championship. The thing is, he's 2 years removed from his very best work. I love him. But he's 2 years removed from that freshman season when he played his best football. So I don't know. They're going to poke and prod and test these guys and have pro days and all other junk. And half the scouts aren't going to pay any attention to what they saw on the field for 3 years. I'm less convinced than I have been.
I like the fact that you talked about the body of work. It would be remarkable to me if somebody this great over 3 years never won it at all. I think he's the best quarterback. I think Devontae Smith may be the best football player out there right now. I think that Mac Jones is the most efficient quarterback. I mean, Mac Jones reminds me of Bart Starr. He doesn't make any mistakes. He's incredibly accurate. You don't know how much of Devontae Smith is Devontae Smith and how much is Mac Jones. But having said that,
I'm betting on Devontae Smith.
Trevor Lawrence is going Devontae Smith. I will tell you this. Trevor Lawrence is the best player. in terms of what the pros are going to look for. And he's going to go to an outpost, and he's going to go to a place where they tarped over seats for a number of years. And maybe he'll bring a big-time coach with him, and maybe it'll work. I don't know. Here we go. Should the Dolphins draft a quarterback with the number 3 pick?
This seems so absurd, considering the Dolphins just went through the previous offseason with what to do, whether to pick Tua, whether to pick this guy, what to do with the pick at 5. You know, Tony, I know that the GM of the Dolphins, Chris Greer, has come out and said that Tua is their starting quarterback going into next season. I'm not paying any attention to that. How the hell do we know what is relevant in January pertaining to September? We don't. And every year this happens, some coach says, he's my starter. And then they make a deal, they trade, they sign a free agent, and they get rid of that guy. So I'm paying that no attention. I would think they'd find out what they got with Tua. He played pretty well in their wins, even though he had a bad last couple of weeks.
Yeah, here's my feeling. I watched a lot of television today, and I didn't just watch former football players screaming about the Eagles. I watched Mel Kiper, and he said this guy had a very serious injury, and he hasn't had enough time to come back from a very serious injury. So, no, you don't bounce him. He's 6-3 as a starter. Maybe his arm strength isn't that great because maybe his hips aren't allowing him to throw the way he used to, because I think the statistic is he's 29th in downfield passing. He had Ryan Fitzpatrick coming off the bench, except against Buffalo, where they couldn't put him in because he had the virus. It seemed to be working pretty well that way. I would give the kid another year because I don't – Justin Fields and Zach Wilson, they're not Trevor Lawrence. They're not – nobody's tanking for them like they tanked for Tua. That's it.
They might be.
I don't think it's a good decision. If we didn't get to your email today, kids, it's because it wasn't good enough. So let's take one last break before we get out of here. Still to come, Jerry Jones, your boy, Wilbon, weighs in on Dak Prescott's leverage.
And could Jason Garrett be a head coach in the NFL again soon? That's worse than getting Dak his money.
What is this, First Take? Are we just going Cowboys all the time?
Yeah.
That we're doing?
I vote no, and I know you do too.
I do too. I do.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 96th birthday, Lou Carnesecca. That's right, 96th. Louis Carnesecca has won every honor there is for a basketball coach, including induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He became head coach at St. John's in 1965. He stayed there until 1970 when he left to take over the New York Nets in the ABA and led them to the finals in 1972 with Rick Barry. In 1973, he returned to St. John's and stayed there until 1992. Louis was 526-200 as a college coach, and made the Final Four in 1985 with Chris Mullin and Walter Berry. That year, Louis often wore this hideous sweater, and in one famous and tender moment, John Thompson came out in a replica of that sweater for a St. John's Georgetown game at Madison Square Garden. On a personal note, years back, the weekly New York College Basketball Writers' Luncheon was held at Mama Leone's, a famous touristy Italian restaurant. They were so thrilled to have Louis Carnesecca there that they said, and I quote, "We will make you anything you want." Louis ordered scrambled eggs. This story still makes me smile.
I'm going to skip the story about Louis counseling you when you were a newlywed on the beat covering his team. I'm going to skip that one and just say I was in the elevator not so long ago at a Knicks game in Madison Square Garden. I loved it when Louis got on the elevator. I didn't think he'd recognize me. He came over, Tony gave me one of those pats on the cheek and a kiss on the other cheek. I was thrilled. Never washed that cheek again.
Lovely. He's a lovely man. Happy anniversary, Julius Erving. On this day, 38 years ago, Dr. J stole the ball from Lakers guard Michael Cooper and broke for the basket with Cooper in pursuit. Before going up for the dunk, Erving palmed the ball and moved his arm up and down, a move that Lakers announcer Chick Hearn likened to rocking a baby to sleep. Erving then leaped into the air and tomahawked the ball over Cooper, sending the Sixers crowd into a frenzy on the way to a 122-120 win. This is one of the most famous dunks in NBA history. The lineage of high-flying dunkers goes pretty much like this. Elgin Baylor, Connie Hawkins, Julius Erving, David Thompson, Michael Jordan. After that, most people say, okay, enough. The fault line seems to be dunking over cars. It's interesting that Jordan's most famous dunk, taking off from the foul line in the 1988 NBA dunk contest, the model for the Jumpman logo, is something Erving did in the 1976 ABA dunk contest, though few people saw it.
Chick Hearn's call for that, Julius rocks the baby. I can still hear it. And Jordan loves Julius Erving, to my knowledge, and David Thompson, Tony. So he's not unaware of those great flyers that came before him, posters on his bedroom wall, I bet.
Happy trails to three games for Villanova and one for Coach K. Villanova is again pausing all men's basketball activities due to coronavirus issues within the program. Their next three games against DePaul, Marquette, and Xavier have been postponed. Head coach Jay Wright had previously tested positive. The Wildcats are 8-1. They're ranked number 3, but they haven't played since December 23rd. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski is still in quarantine after a family member tested positive. He will miss tomorrow night's game against Boston College. Krzyzewski hopes to be back on the bench for Saturday's game against Wake Forest. The college basketball season continues to lurch along without any rhythm. It is obvious that the only goal is to play the NCAA tournament for the money it brings in. There is no moral high ground to be found here.
Well, Tony, you know, Mike Krzyzewski said weeks ago, don't know that we should be even doing this, and at least his program still can play some games. Carol Lawson, our friend and the new coach at Duke for the women's team, that team is canceled play. The rest of the season. They can't play. So this is just a wow, and you're just, you know, you're scared to look to see what games are going on day by day.
Let's go to the big finish. Jerry Jones told 105.3 The Fan that he doesn't know how Dak Prescott could have more leverage. Do you agree?
We're not obsessing over the Cowboys and Dak Prescott and his money on this show. You'll have to tune in elsewhere for that. NFL Network reports the Chargers requested interviews with Eric Bieniemy, Jason Garrett for their head coaching job. Are you surprised?
Not by Bieniemy, and Jason Garrett looks good in comparison to Mike McCarthy. Former Wisconsin quarterback Jack Cohn transferred to Notre Dame. Significant?
Doesn't it seem like transferring in college football started with Wisconsin and Russell Wilson? Seems like it. Naming rights, the NHL will now have the four divisions this season. Scotia, Honda, Discover, Mass Mutual. Do you like that?
No, I'm old. I hate that. Last one, Canada and the USA for the World Junior Hockey Championships tonight. Who you got quick?
USA, Tony, USA.
All right, we're out of time. Trying to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the Apple Podcasts.